But I want to go to Luke chapter 10, and I didn't come. I actually had a message. I worked on this late last night and some this morning, and I thought, well, I'll preach it tonight. But the Lord just kept stirring my heart to this old sermon here, and I pray it'll be a help. I know it's the will of God to preach it tonight, so I don't know what all the Lord's doing, but may God work in our hearts tonight as we stand. I want to read one verse of Scripture, Luke chapter 10. And if you've ever heard me preach this message, just act like you've never heard it before, all right? And you know how Baptists are. We all have short-term memory anyway, and so we need a good reminder every now and then. But I know God is doing something, and I want him to do something tonight. In verse number 30, Luke chapter 10 and verse number 30. And the Bible says, "And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead." Father, I want to thank you tonight for the word of God. Thank you for the testimonies of your people. And Lord, I just want to be obedient to you tonight. I don't know what you're doing in all of our lives, but I know you're doing something. And I pray you'll continue to work in every heart. Maybe, Lord, right now, Lord, there's somebody already that knows they need to do business with you tonight. I just pray, God, that you'll move in our hearts and help us, Lord, to be responsive to whatever the will of God is. I ask you to give me the words and wisdom. Thank you tonight for every testimony, for every song that's been sung, for the offering, Lord, that has been given, and has already, Brother Laddie's mentioned tonight in his prayer, the need that we have. Lord, we know you're able to meet that need, as you always do. Lord, I just pray for thy will to be done. Lord, we ask you now to lead us and guide us and direct us. We'll thank you for it. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I want you to look at this verse of Scripture, and I want to give you the thought that I'm preaching on tonight. I want to preach on the road that leads to nowhere. The road that leads to nowhere. And I want you to notice on the outset of this sermon, the traveler. The Bible says in verse number 30, "And Jesus answering said, a certain man." And I want us to think about this certain man in this parable here, this traveler, because we do not know this man's age. We don't know his agenda. We don't know why he was leaving one destination and going to another. We don't know what the purpose of this traveler is, but we don't know his affiliation. We don't know who he was amongst. You say, well, Brother Gravely, it's a parable. But yes, but in every parable, there is this story here. When I think about this traveler, Jesus just leaves this man to be the unknown. And I think one reason for that is because this traveler could represent me, he could represent you, he could represent anybody. And so we notice the traveler, and then we notice the trip. I want you to notice the trip in verse 30 that he's going to take. The Bible said he went down, notice this, from Jerusalem to Jericho. When you think about Jerusalem and you think about Jericho, it's interesting because Jerusalem represents the place of worship. You know, in Bible days, that whenever they would go to worship, they didn't have a church, they didn't have a tabernacle as far as like a church building to go to and worship weekly on like we would, but they would go to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the place of worship. It was where the temple was built and where people would worship God. And so that's what this place of Jerusalem represents. But he leaves Jerusalem and he goes down to Jericho. Now you know that Jericho represents a place of cursing. Amen. Remember in the book of Joshua, when Joshua and the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River there, they went to Jericho and they marched seven times around the walls of Jericho, and the walls came down and they defeated the city of Jericho, and God put a curse on Jericho so much that he told the men to never build that city back. Of course, we know that they did, but Jericho represents the place of cursing. Now, if you can think about this man tonight, he is leaving the place of worship and he's going on a trip down to the place of cursing. And so we notice the traveler and the trip, and then we notice the thieves in verse number 30. The Bible says here that he fell among thieves. Now, when you think about these thieves tonight, these thieves are rough. The Bible makes it clear what they do to this man in verse number 30. And you know as well as I do, they show no mercy on this traveler. The Bible lists what they do to him.
them, and they were very rough. And then these thieves, they were ready. The Bible said he fell among them, meaning that they ambushed him. They were waiting for him. They saw him long before he ever saw them, and they were relentless in what they did. They showed this man no mercy whatsoever. You say, well, Brother Gravely, what has that got to do with anything? Well, I want to tell you, my friend, had he not left the place of worship and decided to go down to the place of cursing, he would have never fell among these thieves. Amen? And Jesus spoke about a thief in John chapter 10 and verse number 10 when he said, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's what these thieves are doing in this text. They steal from this man. They destroy this man's life. And the Bible said they leave him half dead. They didn't care if he lived or died. And I want to tell you tonight, the devil is not your friend. The devil is your enemy tonight, and he does not care what happens to me or you. He wants to wreck your marriage. He wants to wreck your home. He wants to ruin your life. He wants to drag your soul to hell. He wants to take away every good thing that God has ever put in our life. He represents these things. And then there is the trouble in verse 30. Look at all the trouble that this man gets into because he leaves the place of worship and goes down to the place of cursing here. The Bible talks about these thieves and how they surrounded him. He fell among them. There was more of them than there was him. And I'll tell you tonight, the devil doesn't play fair. Amen. He'll outnumber you. Amen. And then they stripped him. The Bible said they stripped him of his raiment. Let me just say tonight, as I've already mentioned, the devil wants to rob you, young people, of your purity. He wants to rob you of your joy. He wants to rob you of your happiness. He wants to rob you of your sanity tonight. The devil will strip you of everything good that you've got in your life. And so they stripped him. And then notice they struck him. The Bible said they wounded him. I'm going to tell you, the devil will scar you tonight. The devil will wound you. He'll put wounds. You may get right with God. You may find grace. But I'm going to tell you, the scars of sin and the scars of Satan, they run deep, friend. Amen. And even though you may find mercy and you may find forgiveness and thank God for it, but you'll live with the scars of sin the rest of your life. Amen. And I see that they struck him. And then finally, they stranded him. Notice the Bible said that they departed, leaving him half dead. You know what the devil will do after he has taken everything from you that he can? He'll leave you on the side of the road in a ditch somewhere, half dead. They didn't care. This man just as soon died, and he would have died had it not been for the Good Samaritan. I want to say tonight, there's no telling what would have happened to me and you had it not been for Jesus. I'm glad, thank God, one day he passed by my way. One day he passed by your way if you're saved. I tell you, if you're lost tonight, he passes by your way, and you ought to grab hold of him this evening. You ought to run to the arms of our Savior. I'm telling you, if you're here tonight and you're far away from God, you need to repent and get right with God. You need to run to Jesus tonight and do business with God. You say, why? Because when you get out and do your own thing, I'm going to tell you, you're on a road headed to nowheres tonight. And it's not just young people. I want to say tonight, there's a lot of adults that are on the road that leads to nowhere. How'd this young man get on this road? Well, I would say, one, he got on this road by turning his back on Jerusalem. He turned his back on the place of worship. You say, how do you get out there on that road that leads to nowhere? You got to turn your back on the things that God has put in your life. To go to Jericho, that meant he had to turn back. He had to turn his back on Jerusalem. And listen, there's a lot of people that's went to the world tonight. And there's a lot of people that's went their own way. Maybe they didn't get out and drink and smoke and chew and run with those who do. And I'll tell you what they did do. They went out and had to go their own path. Could not do the will of God. Would not do the will of God. I'm going to tell you how you do that. You turn your back on that place of worship. You know, I know tonight that the happiest place and the safest place that you and I are ever going to be is in the center of God's perfect will for our life. Now, God put me here 26 years ago, and he could tell me to leave tomorrow. I realize that. I realize that it's not what I say and what I do. It's what he says. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I'd be a fool to take out on my own tonight and decide I'm going to do something else. You know, tonight, if that's true for you as well. God put you some, oh, listen, there's a list as long as my arm tonight of people that used to sit where some of you are sitting at tonight. And I'll tell you, they got out there. You say, preacher, you trying to scare me? Oh, absolutely. I'm trying to scare you within an inch of your life. I hope I scare you so bad about getting out of the will of God. You never blink twice about it. Amen. You say, why is that? Because I've seen a lot of them come, and we've seen a lot of them go down through the years. And can I tell you something? None of them turn out good. Amen. Their life has been destroyed. They're just like this man. They left out just like Elimelech and Naomi, full. But they, if they ever come back, they come back empty. But many of them don't even come back. You hear me tonight? They're on a road that's headed to nowhere. It's going to end in destruction. I'm telling you, their life is in a mess. And had it not been for the grace of God, that could be me. That could be you tonight. I'm telling you, while you sit in church, you ought to thank God 1,000 times over that He's gave you the sanity, that He's gave you the Holy Spirit, and that He's gave you enough sense to just stay put. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, there's a lot of people that thought they knew better and would not listen to the man of God, would not listen to the preaching, would not take heed to what was said, only to go out and ruin their life. How did he turn his back? How did he get on this road? He turned his back on Jerusalem. Lady said to me, and I've shared it several times, say it again, maybe it'll get through somebody. She ran the house. And she said, we're leaving. I said, you shouldn't do it. She said, well, preacher, you think the only place you can be right with God is at Bible Baptist? I said, for you and your family, absolutely. I didn't hesitate and stutter when I said it. I said, God saved you here. He saved your daddy here. He saved your both your brothers here. I said, you'd be fooled to leave. She left. Divorced tonight. Husband in prison. Daughter's a sodomite. How'd it turn out? It's a road that leads to nowhere. I could tell you about another couple tonight. Used to sit right, used to shout and praise God. Stood over in that choir in that building and shouted and praised God. Watched God do some things. Divorced tonight. Children gone to the world. Tell you about another couple tonight. Used to sit right here. Used to shout and testify. Children gone to the world. Not divorced, but homes in shambles, not living together. Not making these stories up tonight. I'm telling you, they're reality, and they don't stop. I mean, there's more that I could tell you tonight, and some of them, you know exactly who I'm talking about. And I'm not beating up on nobody, but I hope that God opens everybody's eyes tonight and lets you realize that you are in the best place you could ever be in. God has been good to you. I tell you, none of us are beyond stepping out of the will of God. None of us tonight are above going our own way and doing our own thing. But I'm telling you, there's a high price to pay. You may get what you want, but it'll cost you everything in the process. I'm just here to tell you, God, listen, you better stay on the right path. You better stay in the center of God's will. You say, I don't want to hear what you got to say. Doesn't make no difference. You can go out and do what you want to, but I'll tell you what, you'll wind up just another statistic. Amen. That's what you'll be. Your children will suffer. Turned his back on Jerusalem. Turned his heart to Jericho. You know, when people's heart goes toward this world, Brother Laddie, there ain't a thing we can do about it. We can pray for them. We can plead with them. But I've seen it too many times, and many of you have too. I've seen people go from shouting in the choir to sitting there with that faraway look in their eyes. And you already know, unless God gets a hold of them, they're gone, friend. Boy, if I was sitting here tonight and I was contemplating getting out there in the world, or you know what, I'd just go somewhere where it's a little easier. I'd go somewhere where somebody ain't harping on me all the time. I'd go somewhere where there ain't so many demands. You do that tonight. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. You could go to the best church in the state of Georgia, but if it ain't God's will, you're in trouble. You know why I know that? I could resign this church tonight and take another church, and it could be one of the best churches you could go to. But I'll tell you tonight, I can already tell you right now where I'd be at. I'd be out of God's will. Man came to this church one time, sat back there, and said something to me about, I said, best thing you, I said, listen, with all due respect, I said, unless you want some deacons on you, I said, best thing for you to do is probably go home down the road. I'm not interested in another place. He said, well, what you pray about it? I said, I'm not even going to pray about it. I said, if God ever wants me to leave, he'll tell me. Is that right tonight? Amen. But entertaining things, being influenced, I wasn't going to let that man influence me. You entertain something long enough, you let personalities influence you, get you out of the will of God. Well, I'm telling you, if I leave this place, and listen, God could tell me tomorrow to leave this church. But I promise you, if I leave this church, and he's able to, and he knows what I'm about to say. I've said it too many times, Lord, if you ever want me to leave, write it in the sky. So big and so bold that I would not be able to deny it. Amen. I'm telling you, the will of God is important tonight. The center of God's will. Oh, he turned his heart to Jericho. But I'll tell you, when people fall in love with this world, you can preach to them, you can pray over them. And I'm telling you, you can plead with them, you shed tears, but you ain't going to move them unless they get right with God. And I'm telling you tonight, you better think about that. Where's your Jericho? Where's that place of cursing? Where's that trip you're going to take? Where's that path you're going to go? I'm telling you tonight, I want to stay in Jerusalem, don't you? I want to stay where God put me. I want to stay where the presence of God is. I want to stay close to the Lord, not because I'm spiritual, because I know this wicked flesh tonight. I need to be where God is. Amen. I don't want to take a trip outside the will of God. I don't want to leave the place of blessing and go to the place of cursing tonight. This man got on a road that led to nowhere because he turned his back on Jerusalem and he turned his heart toward Jericho. I'll tell you how he got on this road. One step at a time. You know how you get on the road that leads to nowhere? One step at a time. It starts by just quitting reading your Bible. You'd be amazed, the people, when they sit down and talk to you about things going on in their home, things going on in their life, if you ask them, are you reading your Bible? The answer is always no, or not like I should. You can't find the will of God if you're not in the Word of God. You can't hear from God if you don't read His pages. If you don't pray in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, I'm not telling you I do everything right, but I'm telling you, I'll surely mess up. I'll surely do the wrong thing. I'll surely go the wrong way. If he doesn't help me, if he doesn't talk to me, I know a quick way to get out of the will of God is to leave the Word of God. Amen? I'm telling you tonight that the Word of God is it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, and we must read the Bible every day of our life. Amen? You need to read the Word of God every day. You need to let it dwell in you richly. Memorize the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Study your Bible. I don't care how old you are, how long you've been serving God. We need this book. Amen. If we don't get this book, we'll get out of the will of God just one step at a time. Amen. All you got to do is let the devil talk you into doing something you're not supposed to. Nobody gets up one morning and says, you know what, I think I'll commit adultery today. No. You let that guard down. You get too close. You have inappropriate conversations. You take that accountability out of your life. That's where it happens. There don't even have to be a person involved yet, but little by little, you start looking at something you're not supposed to look at. You start listening to things you're not supposed to listen to. I know a man that was going to go out into sin one day. I believe this man is saved. And he was going to step out into a sin one day, not tell his wife, not tell anybody. He made one phone call to one person that he did not know, and guess what? She wound up to be a cop. What he went to do, he never did. But he still had to pay the price for it. See, Satan don't play fair tonight. Well, he'll dangle anything he can in front of us. And he knows just one step. Miss Sunday school, miss Wednesday night prayer meeting, not having to work, just staying home, watching television, staying home, missing the house of God. What can that lead to, preacher? Oh, it leads to a road that goes nowhere. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, you need to stay hungry for God. I need to stay hungry for God. We need to stay thirsty for God's presence. Why? Because it's like Brother A.W. Tozer said. He said the only real way to keep from backsliding is to constantly pursue God. God. You know that? I'm telling you, if you don't want to go backwards, you got to go forward. Amen? If you don't want to get away from God, that's why the Bible said, draw nigh to Him. And if you'll draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to you. Amen? It starts with a backslid spirit, but He ends up with a backslid life that destroys young people. You listen to me, and I'm not just preaching to young people. I'm preaching to everybody tonight. And I'm telling you, don't you get on a road that leads to nowhere. You say, why? Look at verse 30, because it's a downward road. Look what the Bible says. And a certain man went down. I'm telling you, when you get on a road that leads to nowhere, you're always going in a downward direction. I like that old song, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I can't remember all of it now, as onward bound, amen, something like that. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Don't you like that old song? I have no desire to stay where doubts and fears dismay. It's just a great song, amen? And thank God when you got saved, He put you on the right path. He put you on an upward road. I tell you, if you'll live for God all the days of your life, you'll never be sorry, amen? You may have struggles and you may have trials, and we're going to fall short of the glory of God every day, but I'm telling you, this is the best life. This is the best path. I'd rather be an old-time Christian as anything I know tonight. I'm telling you, if I had to back up, I'd do it all over again. I got no regrets at giving God the best years of my life. I have not been perfect, but I'll tell you, it's the good way. It's the right way. It's the blessed way, amen. I wouldn't trade places with a dope-smoking crowd. I wouldn't trade places with a party crowd. I don't want nothing the world's got tonight. Listen, they can be drunk on their entertainment. They can have their music tonight. They can have their weird dress codes tonight. They can have their body piercings tonight. They can have their tattoos tonight. They can have all the pot and the dope and all the perversion they want. I'm telling you, give me Jesus. Give me old time religion. Give me a place on the side of the road where I can go and worship God. I don't feel sorry for me. I feel sorry for them tonight. I've never, and you haven't either, I've never met anybody on this road right here tonight that went their own way and did their own thing that was ever truly happy. But I've met a lot of people in church that have spent their whole life living for Jesus. And they're not, how could we say it? They're not the coolest person. Young people, don't worry about being cool. You're not cool anyway. Don't worry about trying. You just look like a nerd when you try to be cool. Am I telling the truth? I saw a nerd in the airport this week. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, if I described it, you'd say, well, that's a nerd. I said, did that guy get out of the bed and dress like that on purpose? Or did he dress in the dark? But you know something tonight? I'm not trying to keep up with the latest, greatest anything. And the world changes so much. You know, what you have today will be out tomorrow. You can't keep up with them. It's a miserable life. You know, whatever you ladies, God help you. I don't know what the latest hairdo, hairstyle, y'all call it hairdos. That's probably too old, ain't it? That's probably back in the beehive days, isn't it? But, you know, I don't know what the latest... It must be exhausting to have to flip through magazines and see what the latest whatever is. Just live for God. Just be modest. Who cares what the world thinks about us tonight? We owe the world the gospel, but we don't owe them an explanation. Amen? I never explained to this world why our children dress this way, why my wife dressed this way. I never explained that to this world because I don't owe the world that tonight. We owe them the gospel. They can mock, they can make fun, they can say whatever they want to say about us tonight, but I'm telling you, this is the right way. Brother, I wouldn't trade places tonight. You say, you think we're 100%? I think we're 1,000% right because this Bible's right. I'm telling you what I'm preaching tonight. It's either dead right or it's dead wrong. Amen. We're not diplomatic. We're dogmatic about it. Amen. I mean, it either is or it ain't. And I'm glad to tell you tonight, it is. There are people in this church been living for God longer than I've been living on this earth. Amen. They'll testify that God is real and this is right. And it's the only way to go. And if you sell out to God, lock, stock, and barrel, I'm telling you, you'll never be sorry. Amen. I'm so glad. Thank God he picked us up out of nothing and put us into everything. I thank God I'm not on that road tonight. I'm on the King. Highway, hallelujah, and it is a blessed way. I say glory to God. I say bless his holy name. I say glory to Jesus tonight. It is a good way, hallelujah. Praise God. It's a good way. It's a downward road. You go your own path. Things, I promise you this, you go your own way, go ahead and keep a record. The second you get out of the will of God, things will not get better. They will get worse. Because it's a down road. Secondly, it's a dangerous road. He fell among thieves. I mean, he encountered, think about this, he encountered danger he would have never encountered had he stayed put in Jerusalem. You know, tonight, young people and moms and dads, we don't know, we won't know till we get to heaven. I don't know if we'll know then. But we never know what by being in church and serving God, we never know what the Lord has delivered us from. The dangers. Where would life be at today had you not stayed where you're at right now? You say, well, a whole lot of stuff hadn't happened in my life. Thank God it happened. Because the whole lot of stuff that may have happened could have been dangerous. More people are in prison tonight that never intended being in prison. More people tonight have lost their whole life, lost their family, because they just one decision that they didn't know the repercussions of that. I'm telling you, living outside the will of God is a dangerous place to be. Going our own way, doing our own, just ask Lot, he'll tell you. Just ask Samson, he'll tell you. Just ask Ananias and Sapphira, they'll tell you, getting out of the will of God, how dangerous it can be. Just one decision, what it can make. It's a dangerous place. Our safety net tonight is being in God's will. And I tell you, that's the biggest fear that I have tonight. I do not want to be out of the will of God. I want to be in the will of God. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous road. Lord, help me never get on this road. Lord, help me never get so cold. Help me never to get complacent. So complacent. Help me, Lord, to never get so apathetic that I just get to the place where I don't care. I'm telling you, that'll put you on the wrong path. Amen. Get in trouble sitting in a good church. I would say tonight it is the devil's road. Because these thieves, as I mentioned, they represent Satan. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 6, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. You know, Satan has an evil day planned for all of us. If you look at the life of David, it can be separated in two categories. Life before Bathsheba and life after Bathsheba. Life before Bathsheba, God blessed David, and David had great victories, and God was good to David. Life after Bathsheba, did God bless David? Yes. But David had heartache. David had heartbreak. David suffered great loss. I'm here to tell you tonight that getting out of the will of God is nothing more than stepping on out on the devil's road. God has a path, and the devil has a path. And I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Different people believe different things about this, and I wouldn't argue the point, but I do not believe that God has three wills for our life. I don't believe he has a perfect will and a permissive will. God has a will for our life. He has a will. And we either get out of the will of God or we're in the will of God. So, well, preacher, what if we mess that up? God's will still be done.
But we may suffer greatly as the result of it. David was still king, wasn't he? But David suffered even in the will of God because of sin. And then it's a destructive road. This young man, he lost everything on this road. Almost lost his life. Getting out of the will of God could cost you far more. It's like that old song, sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll cost you more than you want to pay, and it'll keep you longer than what you want to stay. You get out there, I tell you tonight, I don't mean to keep harping on adultery, but it's a wicked sin tonight, isn't it? And I don't know why, it may just be a warning. But I know a lady tonight, my wife knows a lady tonight, that is in the graveyard because of adultery. She's in the graveyard. I think about a man tonight when I was about 14 years old, been saved about a year. And I rode the bus, and my Sunday school teacher was the bus driver. And there was a man that got on that bus that got right with God, brother, lady, that my Sunday school teacher and him, they went to high school together. And that man had been out of the will of God, and he'd been in and out of church some, but he got right with God. And I remember sitting in church, and he made this testimony one night. Didn't think a lot about it that night, but he stood up and testified. He said, "You know," he said, "I've been in and out of the will of God, but," he said, I got right with God, and I feel so good." And he did. He had joy. I mean, he'd stand up and praise God. Nobody shouted in that church, but he'd stand up and shout and praise God. And I like to watch him. I've never seen anybody really just in our church be like that. And he said, "But God spoke to me and said, 'This is it. You get out of my will this time, and I'll take you home.'" You know, I didn't think much about that, but I remember several months later, one night I was sitting there in the living room, and somebody was beating on the door real hard, and my dad went and opened the door, and when he did, there stood Barry. And he was drunk that night. And the man that he was drinking with died, had a heart attack while they were sitting there on the front porch drinking. That man went to hell. And Barry was white as a ghost. They called the ambulance that night, and I, Brother Laddie, I was shocked to see Barry drunk, because all I could think about was what he said. And less than 6 months later, Barry was dead. I believe what Barry said was true. And I'm telling you tonight, we should fear God more than what we do. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 10, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment and every secret thing. God's going to bring it all together. It is a destructive road, and then it's a desolate road. Look, the Bible said that they departed leaving Him. You know, that's what the world will do to you tonight. They'll use you and abuse you. I wonder how many young ladies, you young ladies, you listen to me. You obey your parents. Don't you get a wild hair and get out there in the world. Some young man will use you and abuse you. You boys, listen. You don't let some young lady come, or I wouldn't call her a lady. You don't let some girl come along, and if she's got that, you know, the Bible talks about a strange woman. She's known by her eyes. She stares at you and looks at you, you know, too long. She's a strange woman. That's good for us men to know tonight. You know, back where I'm from, they call them hussies. Ain't that right? You Murray County people know. It's a white old hussy right there. You better stay away from her. I've heard Miss Cape say it, so I reckon it's okay. So I tell Berman, you better watch that hussy. That's what they, I don't really know what, I kind of do know what a hussy is. But I'm telling you, a lady will keep her distance. And a man will keep his distance. But you got to watch it tonight. You work on the job, you stay away from hussies. Don't get around them. They'll ruin your marriage is what they'll do. And I've heard it said there's a hussy for every preacher. And tonight, It's a desolate road. What will happen is when people get what they want, they'll leave you. When they've drained you for everything they can, they'll leave you. Your friends won't be your friends 5 years from now. That man or that woman you have that stand with, it is not going to work out. They're not going to stay with you. They'll move on. Could say a whole lot right there, couldn't it? It's a desolate road. And then finally, it's a deadly road. Look at this. They left him half dead. You know, the thing about this story is that this Samaritan comes by and gets this man, takes him down to the inn. Boy, we rejoice on that, don't we? And that's good. But the other side of that story is a lot of people, they died in the ditch. The thieves took them for everything they had, and they lost their lives. Tonight, hear me. If you and I must be careful that we stay in the will of God. We must pursue God. I hope tonight that if there's anybody here thinking about getting out of God's will, I hope you're scared out of your mind right now. I really do. I hope you're afraid, because you should be tonight. You should be so afraid tonight. If there's somebody here and you know you're not right with God, you're backslid, I pray that you're afraid. I pray that you're so fearful that you'll get out of that pew, walk down to this altar tonight and do business with God. I hope you'll do that tonight if you're not right with the Lord. If you're not saved, I hope you'll get saved tonight. Jesus is coming. I preached for a man, been several years ago now. He premeditated a sin for 5 years. Me and Brother Barnes preached for this man. Several years together we preached for him. And I was there one night and I saw something that just, Brother Barnes saw it. And I knew it wasn't right. And it wasn't, Brother Laddie, it wasn't but just a few months it came out. And that man went to prison for what he did. And I tell you tonight, that sin destroyed that church, ruined it. It ruined that home. It ruined that youth group. It ruined that entire community. The entire community. It ruined it because of one man's sin. He got on the wrong road. I know tonight, I know this, Brother Stephen, I know this tonight, as sure as I'm standing here. I know I'm preaching to somebody tonight. God help you. You better listen to me tonight. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I know I'm preaching to somebody tonight. And I'm telling you tonight, you better get right with God while we stay.